When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pardon my American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon my American.
What is going on, dude?
Sorry. I decided to beat Dave to the punch this time.
Hey, it's cool, man. You be my guest. You know what I'm saying?
I did a freaking Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Griffin.
Yay.
So, guys, do we have sound? Because people are saying that there is no sound. Banielson, let me know if you can hear us. That'd be great. If not,
maybe they just couldn't hear the intro video?
It might not be.
Well, I'm muted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because it's on separate channels now, so I thought it was going to fucking work. And
yeah, we had to do some, messing around with today. Anyways, guys, happy to have you on. Whitney,
so I'll have
Chewbacca.
To fix that intro. And the
Banielson D. Blinky Jedi, the biggest douche on the internet. That's cool. I'm super happy you're here, too. It's funny. This gentleman's actually like commented on every one of our videos, and it's been funny this over the past week. I'm going to bring it out because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that you follow us and you comment on us. So actually, I thank you for following us because you lend to helping us, right? Because the more comments, the better. So guys, says sounds back. Intro had no sound. Sorry about that. Kovo Kshatriya. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. But anyways, hey, welcome. It's a big day. It's a big day for news.
It is a big day.
Joe Biden is running for president again.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
Yay. Well, I guess that kind of puts it to rest, right? We've had some debates on whether he's going to run.
Yeah. Well, he said like a week, two weeks ago or something, like, right? Mm-hmm. Where he was like, well, no, that's the plan, but we're not announcing it yet.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I've he's going to run. I've said it the whole time. He's definitely running. There's no way he's not. But that does not mean, to be very fair, it does not mean that they won't pull him off.
Hmm.
Yeah? I mean, that could still happen. They could say no way.
I still think that he's going to get in trouble. I think the Hunter Biden stuff is going to get him in trouble. I think that if he does run, like you said, he's going to have to face Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I mean, and the downfall with Robert Kennedy Jr. is his voice too, right? I mean, the guy has vocal cord problems.
Yeah, but he's not inept.
That disorder.
He's not inept. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So, yeah. I mean, I think people understand that people have ailments. And I don't think anybody's going to.
Whether it affects your decision making or not, that's the difference, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like his voice being sketchy isn't going to affect the way he thinks.
No, I don't expect him to win by any means. But
I don't expect him to either.
Didn't Biden's administration, or didn't. Who was it that said that they're not going to, they don't want to do debates, the Democratic debates. They don't want to do them.
Mm.
I saw a bunch of videos that were being made that was showing Junior, he was talking, and he had some really great, you know, he was giving out stats about how bad this country is doing right now. Really damning shit. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, this is why Joe Biden's administration does not want to debate him. And so it was, my brother-in-law was in town. My wife, I don't remember which one was which, but they were like, what? They're not going to do debates. And I was like,
yeah, this is one day ago. Democrats rip DNC for not holding 2024 primary debates. God fucking. Fox News? I hate Fox News, dude.
Yeah.
I hate pulling up Fox News articles because the videos always just blare me in the ears. Anyway, apparently Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, so she was the kind of quirky, quacky lady, but a lot of people thought that she was interesting, what she had to say.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I don't...
Others criticize a lack of Democratic primary debates as undemocratic and unfortunate.
It's bullshit.
Wait, They're saying the debates are undemocratic?
The lack of debates.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think so that it's like better basically to have more.
That, yeah, it's basically saying, like, hey, we have our candidate in office. He's there. We're not going to have debates against him. Did they do this with Trump, though? Did they not have RNC or, like, any Republican challengers?
I don't know
to
that.
Trump?
I'm sure there. Well, here's the thing. There is a line, right? Because you can have people that say they're running, and they're not legitimately running. Like, it's not. There's no money. There's no real campaign. But it's like, hey, I'm running for president. Mm-hmm. There's always like those guys that are like running, but like they don't have a. They stand like a 0.5% chance of, you know, those ones. I can understand if it's Trump and he's the incumbent.
No, Trump had to do debates. There was plenty of debates between him and Biden, or at least the
no,
one.
No, between no, that's him not, and that's Biden. What we're talking about. We're talking about the Republican National Convention.
Oh.
I don't think they had one.
But if there was a serious candidate, like, say, a Ted Cruz or somebody that actually had some, like, sway, or even, like, DeSantis, for example, like, you would. Because, like, that's where people want to hear what's going on, especially if the economy's bad and shit's not going well. Because we saw the polls, like, 70% of Democrats don't even want him to run again, which is terrible numbers for him.
Yeah.
So, but my thing is, like, that basically by them saying we don't want to debate or shouldn't debate is them, A, saying that they don't think Kennedy is even a strong candidate. That's kind of a knock on him. They're saying, like, dude, even if we debate you, you're not going to win. It's a waste of our time. But in reality, he is a strong candidate. I mean, like, I don't per se, like, agree with most of the stuff he talks about. I think he has some great points.
No, he definitely has a big following.
But he's a Kennedy, bro. Like, what do you mean you can't give him some sway? Like, the guy's got a name bigger than Biden's.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, not only that, I just listened to Dave Smith talk about this, where it's like, his dad was executed, bro. It's not like he's some sort of distant Kennedy.
Yeah.
Like, he is legit blood, Kennedy blood. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's coming out for revenge.
It's not a cousin. It's not a cousin. It's not a, you know what I mean?
No.
So.
And he's been in the game for a long time. He's been out against the whole vaccine stuff, even before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's like, he has this niche for himself that he's kind of built.
Well, he's the Rand Paul of the Democratic Party.
Somewhat.
I mean, I feel like he kind of stands alone. He has his own ways of belief. Rand Paul doesn't always follow the conservative line. Like, he goes with what he feels is best, you know, for the country, and that could be a little more left-leaning, I think, on some things. But he's very conservative, fiscally conservative, Rand Paul is. I think that Kennedy, to me, is, like, a true Democrat, like an old-school Democrat. And I think that, like, when it comes to the science part and the, you know, the things, I think that a lot of people agree with him on that. But policy-wise, like, I don't know much about his policy, and honestly, as a Democrat, I probably wouldn't agree with much of his policy.
Yeah, I feel like there's a... There, he needs to come out and start. I mean, obviously, there's still time to do that.
There's time.
But I mean, he's definitely got to shed some light on some policy positions that he has, and not just talk about, you know, the jab.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think people are pushing back, and they're actually asking him questions. Sorry, I just found some socks in my pocket. What the hell are you doing here? I was like, felt a lump. I'm like,
what's
the
most random shit I've ever heard in my entire life?
Well, I was getting ready this morning.
You could have said.
I put some socks in my pocket, and then I grabbed another pair and I put them on my feet. And I'm like, what the hell? I got two pairs of socks.
All right.
Anyway,
sorry, I just found some socks.
So you're saying
pocket.
That they're actually asking Kennedy some tough questions, or asking him questions?
They're asking him questions about, like, things that he said, things that you know, he might not agree with now, and just, like, the history and all that stuff.
Well, that, and there's already people trying to twist things that he said, or, like, cutting off clips early so it sounds different than what he actually said.
That's the name of the game, bro. Yeah. That's the politics. But, I don't know. I'm definitely interested in Kennedy Jr. And, you know, he might have my vote. He might not have my vote. You never know. It depends on Trump. It depends on Kennedy. It depends on what they say and what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't fall in line with the Democratic policies as a whole. Not saying that, like, it has to be one way or the other. I think we all can, with open eyes, look at a policy and say it's good for the country, it's not good for the country. And
yeah, well, you just said he's, like, old school Democrat.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
Like the whoever Rand Paul of the Democratic Party. So it's kind of
I understand. And I've always said, and we've said, we've always said as a group in general, right, that, like, it's not that all Democrats are bad. It's not that all policies are bad. Like, there's some good policy on the Democrat. At least there used to be some good policy.
Well, yeah, if I think you have good ideas, then you have good ideas.
There you go. The problem is, A, we quit working together. Like, the Republicans and Democrats quit working together, right? And so, you know, they may have good policy when it comes to, you know, helping people that need help or social programs that are important, because some are actually important. But they tend to, they only want to do them now, and Republicans only want to do them now. And so there is no communication. I think a Kennedy figure, just based off of the name and how long he's been in the game, and I think he is an older school Democrat, seemingly, I feel like maybe he would be willing to work with people. Like, I don't think he holds, like, you don't hear about him or haven't really heard about him holding grudges against Republicans and shit, or being in the news for, like, we need to shut them down, we need to, you know, it's not that kind of a guy. Like, he's not going to, like, destroy both the parties, you know what I'm saying? Now, again, I don't know that he ever comes close to beating DeSantis or Trump. I don't even know that DeSantis will run, but whoever it was, I don't know if he beats either of them. But he could easily beat Biden, to be completely honest with you. If he just is on his A game and he's speaking truth, his truth, and he just is being honest, and he talks about how bad the country's got, and he talks about where we need to go, Biden's not going to compete with that.
Yeah.
He's not going to compete with it.
Well, didn't I think what we just went through as a country woke a lot of Democrats up, too? I don't think it was just a lot of Republicans and all of these red pill people and all this stuff. I feel like Democrats are like, what the hell did we vote for? Biden is a piece of shit.
Mm.
I did not want this. This is not what he promised. And, like, he's doing everything wrong. And now he's coming out and he's like, let's finish the job. What job? Destroying America? Because, I mean, if he wins again, we're done, dude. So people, I think, are noticing that, and they're looking for any other direction. They don't want Trump. They don't want Biden. I think Robert Kennedy Jr. is the perfect candidate for them.
Well, so far they're the only ones running right now.
Yeah, I mean, for them, he might be the perfect candidate.
Sure.
To the point of the Whiskey Shaman and D, Whiskey says, y'all don't think Kennedy is controlled, and D says he is controlled. Here's the deal. Maybe, yeah. I haven't looked deep enough into him to kind of know all those ins and outs, per se. But to me, it doesn't matter. Because my whole goal with Trump is controlled too.
It's like everybody's controlled.
Trump is controlled to an extent. Absolutely. In some realms, I don't think nearly as much as anybody else, but I think he does have his issues. But that's not really why I think this is funny or fun or going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun because, controlled or not, I want to see a bloodbath between Kennedy and Biden. That's what I want to see. I want to see them, like, duke it out. I want to see Biden stumble
his
way through.
That's a figure of speech, YouTube.
Yeah, it is a figure of speech. I want to see Biden fumble his way through a debate. I want to see Kennedy, like, say certain things that are going to trigger people. I want to see, and so to me, it's like, I don't really care about the control. Like I said before, I don't think Kennedy stands a chance against Trump. If that's the candidate, Trump, I don't think Kennedy would stand a chance against Trump, even if he did beat Biden. Yeah. I've heard
bad stuff about Kennedy Jr. from Dr. Shiva. Remember Dr. Shiva?
Yeah.
But I think Dr. Shiva can be kind of a quack too, dude.
Well, he was one of the ones that clipped his clip and tried to make him look like he was saying something else.
Yeah.
That was going around Twitter.
Shiva clipped RFK or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just don't. All of it's kind of weird. I mean, Shiva's like ultra black pill. He doesn't trust anybody. And I mean, I get it. He ran and he lost. And so I just don't think the guy's used to losing. And so,
I mean, there's no way he could have thought he was going to win. I mean, seriously, like, I'm not trying to, I don't personally care for the guy that much. I got to be honest with you. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, he's doing his thing. It's good job, you know, but there's no way that he sat down and thought, I'm going to beat Biden. There's no way. Like, I just don't believe that.
It was, I think he was running for like a Senate seat or a House seat.
Even if it was a House or a Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like the guy's demeanor, man. He did an interview with Tinfoil Hat and he said motherfucker probably about 70 times at least.
Well, I mean,
I'm not even joking.
We say fuck though a lot.
That's true. But I mean, it's like, dude, what are you trying to prove here? I mean,
yeah.
You're a badass or something? I don't know. Anyway, I think Biden's screwed. I don't think he'll actually make it to the debates. I think if he does, it's going to be a bloodbath, like you guys were saying. Like, it's not going to be good for him.
Well, my question ultimately comes down to the same question we had. I personally disagree. I think he will go to the debates. I think he'll be the candidate. Unless Kennedy does something that, like, rocks him or some big news happens, I guess. But I think he'll be the candidate, and I think he'll go against a Trump You know, that seems to be the path we're on. And I think, yeah, I think he'll get murdered by Trump on the debates. That's a figure of speech to YouTube. I think he'll get beat by Trump. I don't know. I think he'll get beat by
That's
Trump.
That's for YouTube to decide, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But he'll get beat by Trump badly. But at the same time, doesn't matter because the base is the base and they're going to vote for him, you know, regardless of he could get mopped. The floor could get mopped with Biden and the base, his, you know, whatever's left of it are going to vote for him, you know, because they're just like Trump is evil. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. So the debates are just going to be more for show because the people that are voting for Trump are going to vote for Trump. The ones that are not for Trump are going to vote for Biden. Like, it's just that is as simple as it
no,
is.
No, it's going to be interesting. To at least watch the Democratic debates, because I feel like obviously we don't know who else is going to end up running. Like, is AOC going to run, or who else is going to run? I mean, but
someone from the Green Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but a debate between RFK and Biden, if that ever was to even happen, would be interesting because they're completely against RFK, from what I can see, because he's not for the same old narrative thing that they're on right now. He's on something different as of right now. Obviously, we haven't seen any policy from him or any kind of direction that wasn't surrounded by the jab.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested to see what kind of policy he brings out and then what kind of arguments they're going to have against it.
For sure, dude. Like, you know, in the end, it's like Robert Kennedy Jr. is a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's been in this, like, a lifelong whatever. You know, it's...
Yeah.
You can trust his family. You cannot trust his family. Mm-hmm. Like, are the Kennedys corrupt? Are they not? You know.
Well, here's where
got murdered for a reason. But.
Yeah, I think the best way I can describe it for me, like what I feel about Kennedy, is that I at the end of the day don't think I'm going to agree with his policies. Like I said, I don't know if he's good or bad. But what I do want to see is, like, at least from what I can tell right now, he's not AOC. He's not Newsom. He's not these radical left, right, that seems to be taking over a lot of the party. And so if we can start having people, even if he loses, even if whatever, if we can have more people get back to being a little more center moderate in general, especially on the left, right, that's really kind of swung hard off the rails, it's better for the country. Regardless of who's sold and bought and being left or right, I think it's better for the country to get back onto at least a semi-moderate scale to where when a Republican speaks, it's not like this outlandish thing. Because right now they're so far to the left that they think the right is crazy, right? Like, they're taking all of our freedoms. They don't want us to have trans rights. They don't want us to have women's rights. They don't want to have abortion. Like, and we need to get back to, like, reality of, like, hey, man, we can just disagree. You can vote for who you want to. We'll vote for who you want to. But we can also, like, do this in a way that's, like, you know, nice to each other, like, as American citizens.
Little cordial debates.
And that's the only thing I think Kennedy brings. I think Kennedy could bring at least some center-moderate Democrat vibes, which maybe is better for the left to get them back on track to where we can get things going where it needs to go.
Dude, I think he goes a little farther than center-moderate Democrat because he talks about the whole war in Ukraine being just a freaking money grab.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this started out as, like, a humanitarian aid thing, but now it's like we're just sending money over there for what? Right? And then all of a sudden, like, you have this, you know, the COVID push where he's been, like, an anti everything about what the government has done, right? So he's got the freedom base. You know, when you had a lot of people that were standing up, they're like pro-Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. They're out there saying, like, hey, MAGA, you know, these are my rights. You know, this is America. You can't mandate me to take something and put it in my body and all this stuff. He has the attention of that crowd as well. So it's kind of because where Trump failed in that era is that he kind of pushed the jab, right? He kind of endorsed it and was telling everybody to go out and get it. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. was like, hey, don't do this.
Yeah.
We need to, like, the science is not settled yet. We need to kind of explore these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So he has kind of this foundation that he's built up, and I feel like I don't think he's going to, like, necessarily steal votes from Trump, but there's definitely going to be people that are intrigued by him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the undecided votes, you know, that small group that's always so valuable, like, that could be something that he could get some from, probably. But to be honest with you, and I agree with you, that, like, in today's age, like, you would say that he's probably, to your words, Greg, a little more than center. But the truth of the reality is the Democratic Party, and I was actually going through, we were looking for, like, names and stuff, and I was going through old Kennedy speeches, like, just wording and things he said. And Kennedy was, I mean, he was saying, like, arm up. Like, Americans need to have firearms. We need to, like, old school Democrats believed in the Second Amendment. Old school Democrats didn't believe in war, believe it or not.
Well, so they believed in the freedom of speech.
They did believe in the freedom of speech. The difference back then was one wanted to do more social things and one wanted to be more fiscally conservative. And, you know, there's obviously a lot more to that. But my point is I think what you're saying is you're just describing a kind of a Democrat from the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Like the 80s.
Exactly.
So it's just that the left has got so off the rails that, like, he seems like a radical Democrat.
For sure.
And so that's, you're freezing up there.
Yeah, the polls have shifted.
Yeah. But I think it's a positive thing, regardless of your stance on him. I think it's positive to have candidates who are not crazy. I don't know how else to say it, that are just not absolutely crazy. And I feel like even if he's controlled, he's not, seemingly not delusional. And I feel like AOC is a delusional figure. Tlaib's a delusional figure.
Has he ever tried to run before?
I don't know.
Not that I know of, right?
I mean, that doesn't mean he didn't, but it sure didn't seem like he got traction if he did.
Yeah.
But that debate, though, between a Biden and Kennedy would be a hard... It would be funny, but it would be a little strenuous to watch. I got to be honest with you, because... and not try to make fun of his voice, because obviously something happened. But, you know, you'd have to listen to him. Like, you'd have to, like, put your ear up and be like, okay, make sure I'm listening to what he's saying, because it's hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
And then Biden would be, you know.
Exactly. And it just, that's why it'd be
it would be exhausting.
God.
Yeah. Because Biden would just be like,
trying to go through both of them.
Guy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens with Biden. You know, he's going to be super old. He'll be 86 at the end of the term if he wins again. So, I don't know. You know, Trump's old as well, so yeah, all these guys old. Are freaking old.
I mean, age is just a number, and when the eye test tells you that Biden is withered to nothing and that Trump's still got some fuel in the tank. Age be damned. I mean, if somebody's capable and seems spry and are energetic and out there doing three-hour speeches, you know, you have to give them the credit they deserve, right? They're still spry. Biden, on the other hand...
He's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, if he was 50 and he was acting like this, we would be like, what the hell? Like, age means nothing. He just is not there. And so that's going to be his biggest downfall. But they'll hide him in the basement is what they'll do.
Oh, yeah. They'll try to do the same thing they did last time.
Well, if you not know even who else, more. Who else is not there at Fox News anymore is Tucker Carlson because they fired his ass.
I
found out that this happened. Like, I found out that Tucker Carlson found out not even 10 minutes before he got fired.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was expecting it. I feel like he was, because he was, he talked about a lot of things that not a lot of people did. Right. I mean, I got a list right here. He opposed the U.S. proxy war in Ukraine, denounced the CIA, FBI for the systemic lies and corruption. He also talked about the CIA killing John F. Kennedy, which no one really talked about. Right.
Yeah.
He was a strong advocate for Julian Assange. He criticized the Trump admin for militarism, all this other stuff. So, there's a clip that I wanted to play because on his last show in the opening monologue, he was kind of taking a hit against Big Pharma, but he was just pulling a pun. He was talking about Mike's Pillows. What's the Mike Lindell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, imagine if Fox News made every citizen buy Mike Lindell's My Pillow. Mm-hmm. And not even that, but they made you get a booster pillow and all this other stuff. But he seems very uncomfortable when he was reading this. Because, like, normally he's very poised and just kind of, like, you know, doing his thing. But he was very breathy, kind of nervous. And so I'm like, was he kind of putting himself at risk, or at least he knew that he shouldn't have been talking about this kind of stuff?
Does it say anything in here that's inappropriate for YouTube's stuff?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
I mean,
welcome
he just...
Tucker Carl.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and let's play it real quick.
You only have to play like the first minute or so.
Okay.
Welcome Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? Anyone who do that is obviously Pablo Escobar level corrupt and should not be trusted. What would that look like? That level of corruption. Well, imagine that the Trump administration had made it mandatory for American citizens to buy MyPillow. That's one of Fox News' biggest advertisers. Imagine the administration declared that if you didn't rush out and buy at least one MyPillow, and then at least another booster pillow, you would not be allowed to eat out. You couldn't re-enter your own country. You couldn't have a paying job. MyPillow, they told you with a straight face, was the very linchpin of our country's public health system. Now imagine as they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy MyPillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks, even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death.
Okay, so you're talking about the breathing.
Yeah, right? Wasn't he kind of breathy right there?
He was.
It was, but first take, just hot take, is like it sounded like the guy recording the video was just breathing into his fucking phone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It didn't. I mean, it fit with when he would pause, you would hear it, but then like I don't know, maybe.
I feel like he was talking about edgy topics right there, and I feel like bringing in Fox News into the discussion. And Fox News advertisers into the discussion, he knew that he was stepping on a nerve. And it was just, it was bizarre to me, but I freaking loved it. I was like, dude, this guy's like getting emotional about this.
I mean, I just feel like that's not like out of the realm for him. Like, I don't feel like any of that was like crazy Tucker. You know what I mean? Like, that was just normal. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is disputing your claim that like he feels like this is toeing the line. Not the elections, not any of the other stuff. This one, the pillows. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't buy that.
No, but he was using the pillow as an example of something else.
Of course he was.
It was a euphemism.
And he knew that he was doing that, and I feel like he probably knew they knew he was doing that.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, it wasn't the typical, feeling when I was watching it, because I was like, ooh, yeah, he's definitely a little on edge reading this, but
So that was the very beginning of a show,
exactly. Yeah.
Right. So did he? Was he taking a shit and had to run into the studio because he was late?
Oh yeah, probably.
I mean, was he running behind?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did he fucking? Was he in an argument with somebody and he's breathing heavy because his heart rate's like, if it was like mid show, then I would start going like, that's weird because he's been fine this whole time and now he seems on edge. So like,
maybe he already knew it was coming.
Yeah,
somebody could have spilled some beans. I don't know. Was it not mutual?
They said it was they agreed to separate. But, I mean, it is, quote-unquote, odd that it came right after the whole Dominion settlement, too.
Yeah, it was Murdoch's decision, dude. But, yeah, it's like he was one of the highest-rated television shows on air, and they just canned his ass.
That seems weird,
You know, CNN got rid of Don Lemon because Don Lemon is a fucking lemon. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bad deal, bro.
Yeah.
But Tucker Carlson, those are numbers you can't deny, and they just got rid of him.
Was that part of the settlement?
It's something besides the ratings.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I feel like you have the case that was just settled. That's a big one. I'm not really sold on him like having that discussion as being an issue. Like, I don't really buy into the, like, he had that discussion that he was out. I think they wanted him out, whether it was because of the settlement, whether it's because he had the leaked video of him talking shit about Trump, and they knew that like pissed a bunch of people off, man. Mm. Where he was like this anti-Trump, like no one likes Trump, I don't like Trump, blah blah blah. Like there's been a couple things where people have been like, "How dare you?" You know that whole vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, the guy has the most views of any show that's on. Like, I think to Bongino's point, a dying breed as far as TV, and he's got 3 million people tuning into his show.
He was the highest rated cable news host in the history at Fox News.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's weird, right? To let him go. I mean, that's like having a superstar on your team and trading him in his peak. You know what I mean?
Actually, he was the highest rated in cable news history, just let alone Fox News. This was the entire cable news history. Tucker Carlson was the highest rated one.
And probably highest paid.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure.
I mean, which brings in another thing, like after the settlement, and they also have another one coming up with another company, right?
Yep. Smartmatic. And
so could they even afford him anymore?
Yeah. They would. I mean, that's the thing is you go into debt for talent, right? If you have a person, if you have the Michael Jordan, the LeBron
like
James,
NFL team or
you go into the taxes to keep that person, right? Because you know that it brings more value than not having him on the team.
Yeah.
So I don't really see that the value part. But at the end of the day, it's like, don't you think that maybe he would do better, like, on his own? I mean, in this day and age where people are doing their, doing their own shit, doing their own shows, like, this is an A-plus move for him.
Bongino was let go 48 hours before Tucker got fired.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, at least last week he got fired. So Tucker Carlson just happened to survive the weekend and then.
Or it is, I mean, Lemon doesn't really make sense to this theory, but Bongino and Tucker both do. I mean, is Fox trying to toe the line more and not let people say what they're saying?
Yeah.
And they need to get rid of him.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah, they want people to, they want sycophants. They want people to kind of say what they're supposed to say and not question the narrative. I think that's clear. I think that's been clear across the board for all of the news agencies.
Well,
why would Hannity not be gone even before Tucker?
Hannity is the same way, dude. Like, he fell in line just with everybody else. He got sued. He got sued by Seth Rich's family, too. Like, he fell in line. Hannity did. So I don't think that Hannity's, that big of an audience grabber. I mean, yeah, he's got a name, but not as big as Tucker.
No.
Wasn't my point. My point was Hannity talks a lot about the same stuff that Tucker does. Like, that's obvious. They literally trail each other.
I don't know. I don't think that.
Well, then that theory would go down the drain if Hannity stayed around then. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
If he ends up getting canned too, then yeah, that's exactly
what I'm saying
what
is there. Yeah. I think, because I know you don't even watch Hannity, Greg, but I do. And I think that, like, it's interesting that they do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who actually talk about a lot of the same shit. Now, Tucker is younger, more spry, and maybe more comedic with his approach. Hannity's kind of an old fart. But the point I'm trying to make is Hannity does not have the same amount of views. That's legitimate to Tucker. But if that was the case, that they were just trying to get rid of people that didn't toe the line, if that's the argument, then Hannity would have been the first to go because he didn't have as good of numbers, and he was still saying the same kind of shit.
Well, so, it depends on what your goal would be. If you like there, if you didn't want people saying shit, you're going to go after the person that has the most reach.
Well, and let's keep an eye on Hannity. Maybe Hannity's the next to go. Yeah. I mean, if he's like a big threat, either he'll fall in line, won't talk about, certain things, or he'll be the next one on the chopping block.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's suicide for them.
It already is. I mean, yesterday, at the end of the day, they lost almost $1 billion in market shares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. Like, they lost their ass on that.
Well, there was I saw a lot of frames getting shared on TikTok and Twitter and whatnot that showed, like, look how much they've fallen since releasing Tucker. And it was interesting because if you actually looked at the graph that they were sharing, that huge dip was from 31 to 30. Like, it wasn't like a...
Oh, it was like a...
It was literally like 0.9% drop. It was actually a 0.73% drop. It was
exactly.
So what I'm saying is those
graphs.
I'm
looking at it right now. It's 34 down to 32.
Yeah,
that's the y-axis trick. You guys got to watch out for that.
But you see like a huge dip, right? You're seeing like this little bit of stability, even though it's only on a day segment.
Yeah, you zoom in on the graph and you can. It looks like a huge dip.
So I mean,
it's actually in that article, Chris. If you go all the way down to the bottom. of that Zero Hedge article, you'll see at least one of the graphs that I think, Dave, you might have been talking about, but the y-axis is very, very zoomed in.
Well, and if you, like, especially when you're looking at data, even our own data, like when you bring it into just a single day, it has such variations.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. And so, yes, there is a drop. I just want to, I'm trying to just basically emphasize the fact that, like, just because you see that much of a drop, you have to look at the bigger picture, the bigger scale. Because
and you look at this, it's not any different than this drop was.
Yeah. Or and then the drop that's over, you know, it's they're significant drops. Now, of course, Fox is going to come up and they're going to go down and come up and go down. But yes, at the end of the day, it is real that like Tucker is a hit to the company.
Yeah.
Like that's a big loss. Yeah. There's a lot of people that only exclusively watch Tucker on Fox.
It's true.
So do they transition to someone else over there? I doubt it. I doubt they do. I bet you if he starts, he already has his own show, like his own podcast that he does. I'm sure he'll just go full time on that and make money from ads and do all the shit that podcasters do, and he'll have an immediate audience.
Oh yeah.
So at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to hurt himself. I think he's fine, like him or not. No, I think he'll be fine. So it's interesting, man. The breathing thing is weird, though. I will give you that much. Like, I don't know if that was really somebody else, but he was like,
I watched that. I pulled it up last night before I went to bed, and I showed my wife. I'm like, what do you notice about this? She's like, yeah, he's breathing weird. I'm like, isn't he?
Yeah, I feel like you don't normally hear that.
No, you don't.
Ah.
And it's like when, you know, you're taking a shit and running. That's how I feel like, you know.
Taking a shit and running.
Like, I'm a little out of shape. I don't know how in shape Tucker is. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when you kind of get your heart rate going, you're like, you're trying to catch your breath real quick. I thought he played it off really well. He was speaking very clearly. Sure. He wasn't shivering or anything with his voice.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, it was the beginning of the show, so maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But it's a big—that's big news, man. Don Lemon getting fired is a positive thing. I think that guy's a creep. So we all saw that coming. Eventually, there was no way they're going to be able to keep that guy around.
Yeah, he was just getting demoted and then demoted again and then demoted again. Exactly. Like he was already going downhill.
You think they sat
him
down?
And then he had that that interview where he got in a fight and blamed everything on somebody being black. Remember? Yeah. Did you guys see this video? It was a debate that he had with, who was this? Oh, man.
I think I just ran across it, but I never watched it, I don't think.
Ramaswamy. Here, I'll bookmark it.
Okay.
Hopefully the bookmark works, dude. I don't know what the hell was going on yesterday. So I just bookmarked it.
Okay. We actually ended up seeing Greg in the bookmarks after the show. It popped up.
Yeah,
so
like took a while to get in there.
So this was an interview Don Lemon conducted last week with Vivek Ramaswamy. And I guess this played a role in Don Lemon getting fired.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty intense, dude.
The co-host was just sitting there like, ew, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about this.
I find your explanation reductive and actually insulting, including to black Americans, to say that black people today, compared to 1964, 1865, haven't made progress in part because of the freedoms we secured. And the Second Amendment was
black
part
people,
of the security.
Hang on, please.
Freedom.
I cannot keep a thought if you guys are talking to me in my ear. So hang on one second.
Okay,
so to
traumatic.
Say that black people, say what you said again.
Black people secured their freedoms after the Civil War. It is a historical fact, Don. Just study it. Only after their Second Amendment rights were secured.
They were not secured their freedoms after the Civil War. That is not. You are discounting Reconstruction. You're discounting a whole host of things that happened after the Civil War when it comes to African Americans, including the whole reason that the Civil Rights Movement happened is because black people did not secure their freedoms after the Civil War, and that things turned around. People tried to change the freedoms that were supposed to happen.
And you know how
they got
it? They got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got the NRA played a big role in that. But today, Don,
the NRA did not play a big role.
Absolutely, they trained black Americans how to use firearms.
That's a lie. That's not. The NRA did not play a big role.
This is just historical fact.
But not historical fact.
The part that I find,
because you say it's historical,
look at her.
I find insulting is when you say today black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through
the
civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Yeah. Once it gets into
the fact that
realm,
he's an African American and he hosted his own damn show. Yeah, Don Lemon. Okay, preach to the choir.
Yeah, I listen. Like, I think it's good debate.
What do you think he was actually being told in his ear?
I don't know.
He was being incorrect.
Do you think
CNN Communications tweeted out, just said Don Lemon's statement about this morning's event is inaccurate.
Huh.
He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. So like he was
so they were in his ear going, shut the fuck up, dude. you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, or like,
and he's like, I can't think if you're talking in my ear.
Exactly. He's telling them like, hey, look, this is my show. You don't tell me what to do, producer. It's like, actually, we do. That's our job. Yeah.
I mean, I like debate. I have no issue with them going hard at each other. I think that makes for entertainment. I think it makes for debate. And you want that because, yes, he was, I think, wrong on this. Absolutely. But he can be called out for it and corrected. And he either has a choice to say, yeah, you know what? He was right. I was wrong. I was in the heat of the moment. There you go. Problem solved, right? But he won't. And that's the problem with Don Lemon is it's him. It's all about him. It always has been about him. And he, mm-hmm. you know, he just wants to make sure that he's rubbing his fingers on people's faces and shit after he touches his dick. That's all he cares about. That's all he cares about.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do like the, what's my dick smell like?
I think he did that fucking mustache. You know what I mean? Like right across the lip.
What is that? Isn't that from like a scary movie or something?
I think not.
What does that smell like?
And yeah, like taste my dick sweat.
You know, one thing that like bothers me about that statement,
that's
though.
That's how you know you're a man.
The ball sweat?
No, you never seen that movie?
Dude, it's been
so
long.
Yeah, scary movie, dude.
Yeah, and then then the Doofy or whatever his name is
goes, yeah.
What does that smell like? And he's like, oh, God, what is that? And he goes, my ass.
No. Dude, it's been
good shit.
It's at least 15 years, 17 years since I've seen it.
Actually, you know what's funny is my wife has axolotls, right? They're like these little tiny lizard things.
What?
I've never heard that in my life. Axolotl?
Yeah, they look like little tiny dragons, but they're lizards. And so she started kind of raising some.
Real lizards or like?
Yeah, they're real. Huh. Look it up. Axolotl. But she was feeding some of them, and they were in the same freaking tank, and one of them bit the other arm off of another axolotl. Okay?
It'll grow back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has this thing over in like our house, and like she's kind of like treating it. And it's starting to grow back, but it's like a little nub arm. And I'm like, that's like scary movie. Like, grab my good hand. You know what I mean? Yeah. My germs.
We're sticking his little hand.
Oh, maybe it wasn't scary movie that was like that. Maybe it was, I don't remember.
It looks like a little salamander.
Yeah, it does look like salamander.
Exactly, yeah. It's like a little salamander lizard type.
That's
thing.
Shocking that she's into that.
Are you guys showing it on camera?
No. We're not showing it. We can show it.
Like these things?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just, it shocks me that she's actually, like, into that. I don't know why. I never took her for, like, a lizardy salamander kind of girl.
Yeah. I mean, some of them, actually, you can get into breeding these things, and you can make a shitload of money by breeding them, because, like, some of them are, you know, rare breeds. Some of them are freaking half breed.
I've never had somebody come up to me and be like, I'm an avid axolotl collector. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
Like, that just doesn't strike me as, like, a thing, but hey.
It strikes me as a pain in the ass because it is. I'm like, why the hell do we have three fish tanks now with these things in them?
I mean, it's cool. You got to have your hobbies, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with that by any means. It's just like, that'd be like my wife collecting those. I'd be like, there's no way. Like, she would never do that. She would be so grossed out by that. She would never do it in a million years. But that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. It's like you're raising something. She's going to start breeding them, milking them? Is that what's happening?
Maybe.
I don't think you can milk them.
I don't know how that shit works, bro. I don't know how that works.
I don't know either.
Pretty sure you can't milk lizards.
I don't think that's even a lizard. I got to be honest with you.
It's kind of a lizard.
It's like a little sea creature, dude. I don't know. Like it goes on top of the eggs and just seeds out.
It's a sea dragon, okay? Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, since we're on like creepy crawler stuff, do you guys want to look at this weird article that I found?
Sure.
This is these toxic caterpillars. They're taking over Britain. Dude, okay. Now, this comes from the beloved Daily Star. This is one of our favorite go-to for weird news, right?
Sure. Is this like the bee takeover? Is this like the African killer bees that supposedly we're going to take over too?
Right, yes.
Okay.
But so these toxic caterpillars can cause all sorts of nasty symptoms.
Like heart attacks?
Vomiting, dizziness, asthma attacks, maybe, possibly, cardiac arrest. You never know.
Sure. Okay.
But in 2022, there were 225 reports of caterpillar attacks. Did you even know this was a thing?
No, dude. No.
How many?
225.
Oh, wow, God. Man. I mean.
So, this year is about to go through the roof here.
If you're being attacked by a caterpillar.
Yeah. You're having a rough day.
You're a weak-ass human being, bro.
You need to do something about that.
It's just that image of them like, no, and they're backing up slowly as this thing's just crawling.
It's like an Austin Powers scene. Yeah.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. It says exposure to the hairs on the caterpillars can cause itchy rashes, eye and throat irritations, and occasionally breathing difficulties and allergic reactions.
So most of these are probably a situation where somebody, like you see that it's on a tree. They're leaning up against a tree, or they grab a branch, or they pick up some leaves, or they're in the, you know, and they touch it by accident. It's not an attack. You touched a fucking a poisonous bug. Like, there it is. Like, an attack seems like
they attacked me.
It's preying on you. Like, it's in the windowsill watching you sleep, and then it slowly comes up to your ear and just gives you its little hairs. You know, like that.
Yeah, just trying to be nice.
Yeah, that's an attack.
Well, I was wondering if these were actually toxic themselves, or were they just, like, sloughing off the toxin somewhere? And I found out that they live and feed off of oak trees that are covered in these 60,000 toxic hairs.
Okay.
Mm.
And the oak processionary moths, they lay its eggs on the tree, and the larvae leave their nests and feed on the leaves.
Okay.
And so you have these nests, which are white and the size of tennis balls, have hundreds of creepy crawlies, which grow out to be inches long with caterpillars that appear between March until July.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it's actually just the way that these things kind of grow in their larvae form or their larvae form, and they just get covered in these toxic hairs, or if it's actually just
it kind of looks like the hairs just grow out of them.
Yeah, I feel like it's like alcohol fetal syndrome. Shit. Like, they're born with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are born in toxic environments, and then they continue to be toxic afterwards.
What is that commercial? Is that a Maybelline commercial? Maybe you're born with it?
It's definitely not Maybelline, because they were born with it.
They were born with it.
It's like a hair gel commercial. Like, is your hair wild? Yeah, so slick it back with this.
I feel like the hairs don't, like, the hairs are on them, and then they get stuff collected on their hairs.
Or they were just, like, they are...
Or maybe, like, they're rubbing up against something, and they just collect more hairs.
You're right. So they have 60,000, up to 60,000 toxic hairs on their bodies.
Mm.
Man.
So the hairs themselves collect the toxicity.
You good? My goodness.
You have one in your throat.
You started to fade out on me.
I'm getting attacked. I'm getting attacked by a caterpillar.
So these are exclusive to Britain. Is that that's what they're saying?
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently they live in the oak trees there. So I imagine we have oak trees over in our neck of the woods as well. But
All right. That's interesting. That's a pretty interesting one.
I've just never heard of, like, 225 caterpillar attacks. That's what got me. I was like,
well, they did say, quote, attacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did do the, like...
No, right here they didn't. They said a plague of toxic caterpillars taking over Britain with attacks on humans soaring.
Yeah, this part they didn't. You're right. I mean, it's a little... It's absurd. Now there'll be some B-rated horror movie that's going to come out, like Attack of the Caterpillar, you know. What are these things called?
Yes.
What's the name of them?
These things are called... oh, boy.
I don't even see a name for it.
What is this called?
It just says caterpillar.
Caterpillars.
That's
it?
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't have a name for it, bro.
Okay.
Let's give it a name.
I don't...
Pubic hair. I don't know, bro.
All right. Interesting. Yeah, I think it's, you know, just don't touch them. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I don't see those very often. You know, like out and about,
actually,
like caterpillars.
Chris, at the beginning of this article, click on the word poisonous, and it'll go to a different article. And look at the picture right here. It's called an oak processionary moth caterpillar.
That's
the name of it.
Okay. So they hang, bro.
Look at that. That's like a group of them together.
That's a caterpillar orgy.
It's a dick sleeve is what it is.
A dick sleeve?
Yeah, it looks like you could just put your thing right in there.
That's what you don't do.
Well, hey, maybe you never know.
Because then you'll get attacked.
You never know. Maybe it causes tingling, great sensations.
Scroll down, you'll see the rash.
Oh, wow, don't do it. Yeah, don't do that. That's not good. That's not good.
That's worse than poison ivy.
Yeah, that's rough,
how does that
dude.
Happen? Like, are you just rolling in them?
Yeah.
I know, like, I was frolicking in the woods, and then I landed on my
belly.
All
of a sudden, I rolled through a pile of caterpillars, and they attacked me.
Well, I wonder if, like, if it gets on you, and then you start itching and spreading the hairs across your chest, that might... Because, look, even his arm, like, rubbing against his chest or into the spot, you know, maybe.
Hmm.
It's gross. I mean, nobody's going to want that person after that.
Yeah, so stay away from caterpillars, everybody.
Yeah.
At least the long-haired ones.
Yeah. No good.
Right?
Boy, how much time do we have? Oh, we got some good time. I want to talk about the Morgan Wallen thing, because that's actually been trending quite a bit. My wife, obviously, is a big fan of Morgan Wallen. I think he's pretty good. So, he's fine.
Dude, I'm a big fan of Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, for sure. But like Taylor Swift, and she's also she's a super Swiftie, bro. Like, my wife is super Swiftie. It's ridiculous, actually. But nonetheless.
Does she clean the floor like a super Swiftie? You ever seen those things?
That's a Swifter.
That's a Swifter.
Yeah, okay. That's Swifter. The wife that loves Taylor and cleans the house. That's a Swifter.
There we go.
But no, she was very upset because, A, she got, you know, the whole Ticketmaster thing, guys. I mean, you know how that, all that crap. But she was very upset because she's been to her show before. She did all the things that she could do, all the pre-sale stuff, and she just got shit on, no tickets available, blah, blah, blah. So she was mad about that. And then Morgan Wallen came through and, you know, we had multiple stops around that we could have went to, or she wanted to go to, I should say. And she once again got, you know, shafted out of getting those tickets, even though she was trying to do all the pre-sale. She was doing the, you know, the fan
page
stuff.
Good thing she didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's, well, I think, I don't remember if it was Dallas that he performed in. I'm not sure, but he was in Houston at this. No, this was actually in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. But he did perform in Houston. Long story short, we are well aware of how much those tickets are. They're very, very expensive, especially like the secondary market. I mean, we're talking $1,000, $800, $1,200, like all over the place. Super expensive.
I was in Mississippi.
Yeah, so this was in Mississippi. Oxford. So long story short, he had a show, everybody shows up, and minutes before he's supposed to go on to perform, thing pops up on the screen and it has this big message, that says, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, Morgan has lost his voice and is unable to perform tonight. Therefore tonight's show has been canceled. Please make your way safely out the stadium exits. Refunds for tonight's event will be available, at point of purchase. And, in the videos, you see people booing. They're super pissed off, obviously. And so here's the question I have for you, because this is kind of a sign of the times, right? I don't know if you've ever been to a concert. I used to go to, weekly almost concerts. I mean, I was fanatically about it, like all the festivals.
I've been to concerts, yes.
I don't know if you, that's not what I meant. I meant, have you been to a concert that's been canceled? Like showing up to a show and it's been canceled?
I have not.
Okay, I had one. I don't remember even who it was, but there was one show that I went to, and I got to the venue, went to Portland to see it. We were in line, we got into the show got canceled. Something went on, or there's the whole band was sick, and it was like I think there's one opening band, and I think that band was just like, fuck this, like, you know, nobody's gonna stay for just us, because nobody knew who the hell they were. So long story short, I was like, well, that fucking sucks, and I left. You know what I'm saying? I got a refund, moved on with my life. I probably had another concert next week. It wasn't a big deal. This, on the other hand, people are saying that they're pissed because A, there might be some rumors that he didn't actually lose his voice. There's a couple security guards that were filmed. Now take that for what it is, right? Because who knows? But there were some rumors that he was actually intoxicated and an ambulance had to take him to a hospital or his home or whatever.
For dehydration?
He was drunk as fuck, apparently. That's what this, there's like two videos I think I saw as a whole that were saying, yeah, he actually went into an ambulance and he was pretty highly intoxicated. I don't know that to be true. Okay? I don't. But either if it was, who gives a shit? Guns N' Roses used to do that shit all the time. Like, they'd perform one song, he'd be wasted, and then he'd fucking leave. So my question for both of you is, you know, the show got canceled. That does suck. People did spend probably an insane amount of money, and I'm sure a lot of people traveled, you know, to go to the show, maybe get a hotel for the weekend. There are people that are actually in this article talking about that they are going to sue him. They want to sue him. Sued. For canceling Mississippi concert minutes before showtime.
Can you sue him for that?
So Brandi Burcham filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of herself and all other similarly situated patrons who attended the show that was canceled. She said, even if ticket prices are refunded, no offer has been made to reimburse concert goers for out-of-pocket expenses, which occur because of the concert, such as transportation, lodging, food, merchandise sales, transaction fees, and other such things. My question is like, I mean,
so someone wrote on here goes, I'm not even mad about not seeing Morgan Wallen because I've seen him before. What I'm most frustrated about is the fact that they knew this before the concert and let 80,000 plus people buy liquor and merch before canceling so that everyone got their money's worth. So they're claiming that they let all these people in, pay like these superfluous prices for liquor and merchandise. I mean, it's like, what, $50 t-shirts, $20 beers and shit. So, I mean, they're making bank off of like these amenities and merchandise. Meanwhile, they don't have to perform, right? They don't have to actually have the light work, the sound.
I mean, like maybe, but then also like maybe they were just trying to push it to the last minute in hopes that he might be good enough to perform. And then it just wasn't going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to fall in that line. Not that that is what happened. Like, listen, sometimes you know the morning of, the night before. Like, bro, my voice is fucking trash, dude. And even, like, because we toured, like, right? Like, our singer at the time, like, we canceled two shows of our own because he's like, we were in Vegas and we just canceled. Because
yeah, you would know this hours ahead of time.
Yeah, he knew it the morning of. To do sound checks and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so we called the venue and just said, hey, you know, Andy's voice is fucking trash, is not happening tonight. So yeah, we have to cancel. We could try to reschedule, but we were already knee deep in a tour and that was not going to happen. So there's that. But to Chris's point, maybe he was, you know, back there drinking this tea and shit that he's supposed to be doing, trying to get his voice loosened up, warmed up, maybe get the congestion away, if that's what was really going on. And he just got to that minute where he's like, bro, this is not working. We could try to delay it, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But
dude, you know where my mind's going? This is Greg's fucked up mind.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm ready.
Humiliation ritual. That's where I'm thinking, okay? God. He's got to go through this.
Yeah, I think he already did when he was yelling the N-word out at everybody.
That's true, right? Yeah, he did get caught slipping that N-word out.
I mean, listen, he could have handled it better. There's no doubt, right? He could have gave people a better warning. What I guess I'm trying to ask is like, concerts get canceled, bro. To be fair, like, even Bieber, he canceled a lot of his tour because his face was all fucking paralyzed. But some people show up to show and they don't feel good, or they get on stage, they don't feel good. Some people handle it differently. Luke Combs, a lot of people are sharing the video of him where he was on stage and he got up there before they even started the set and said, listen, my voice is gone. Okay, I'm going to need your help singing. We're going to refund all of your tickets. Mm-hmm. And people started like, boo, you know. Yeah. But then we're not canceling the show. I'm going to sing as best as I can. You guys are just going to have to sing with me. And he performed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's...
Well, how many concerts were canceled because of COVID, dude? I mean, we never went to Lamb of God. Did we get our money back for that, by the way? I think we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it's like we had all these kind of concerts on, you know.
Well, that's COVID, though.
On the docket. I know, but still.
I don't think people are bitching about the fact that a show got canceled. I think they're bitching that he literally canceled it 5 minutes before his set. And that's what I think people are pissed about. And my thing is, like,
I feel like it happens. Yeah.
It does happen. It's not fun. I feel for
what's the largest concert to be canceled minutes before? I don't even know if that's a stat.
I also would be curious, like, you know, you could look at, like, how many shows has he canceled in the past. Like, I don't recall him being a guy that misses a ton of shows, right? There are some artists who, right off the top of my head, there's a band called Head Automatica. I don't know if you remember that joint.
Yeah, Glassjaw's singer.
He was a singer from Glassjaw, and every tour that man went on, I swear to God, ended up getting cut in half, or he'd leave because he had health issues. Like, the shit happens, bro. There are some people, like I said earlier, Guns N' Roses, man. They notoriously missed tons of shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, or he was wasted. Mm. So, like, this shit does happen with big artists. And if he doesn't have a history of doing it, like, are you really going to be that mad?
So Adele recently just did this in January 2022.
Yeah.
So, you know, over a year ago, but Adele fans livid after losing thousands from Las Vegas show cancellation. Yeah. Let's see. Remember when she canceled her show, dude?
Yeah.
Like, something happened with her voice.
Well, she had vocal surgery years ago.
And she put out that tearful video, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That shit happens. You know what I think what the real issue is that they're going to refund your ticket. I don't know how this works, and I can't totally speak that this is fact, but their tickets, like, to get Morgan Wallen, it's like, let's say it's like $200 for, like, great seats, $300 from Ticketmaster, their first seats.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you first get it. But then, like, those get sold up immediately by bots and people that are buying, and then they sell them for $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, $1,200, right? So these people are spending $1,000 on a ticket, right? From a secondary market, they're going to get refunded that ticket. It's going to be a $200 ticket. You know what I'm saying? The original cost. Is that how that works, maybe? Like, do they get the original cost back? Because there's no way. If I had two tickets, front row to Taylor Swift, and I was like, I could sell these fuckers for 10 grand. Hypothetical, right? $10,000. Show gets canceled. That person that bought them for $10,000, fucking Ticketmaster's not paying $10,000 for that fan.
That's like Tom Brady's retirement football. You're not giving that money back. You're not, you know, come on now.
So they're not, what I'm getting at is it possible for them to not get all their money back for the actual refund, what they actually paid? And then on top of it, it's like, listen, here's the deal. If you traveled out of town to go to a show and you got a hotel room for the night, like what we would do is we would say, well, that fucking blows. Let's go out and have a great fucking time. We already got the hotel room. I've already had one of these $10 beers. Let's just go out and have a great fucking time and enjoy it. Because that's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a total loss, bro. Like, to me, at least. That's just how I look at it. But if he was drunk, if that's true, now you got people that are probably pissed off, right?
Was it just a Morgan Wallen concert, or was there other people going to play, too?
I feel like his tour has opening acts, dude.
So why wouldn't they just play?
They would have at least one opening act.
They should have just played. It's like, hey, Morgan's not playing, but we'll take this huge crowd.
They probably played for like an hour, dude. I mean, when we went to go see John Mayer, you had this.
So that's what I'm asking. Did the opening people all play and then they canceled Morgan Wallen's part of it? Or did they cancel the whole thing before anything started?
Oh, it says
It
says the last night, Crooner 29 called off the fifth date of his One Night at a Time tour. Opening acts, Hardy, Ernest, and Nate Smith had already performed.
Oh, then what the... Shut the fuck up.
Disappointing nearly 60,000. You've got a good show already.
Wait, so who are
you? Yeah, but listen. I mean, listen. I agree, because I like Hardy. I know you like Hardy. We've reacted to Hardy. He's great. Ernest and Nate Smith, I don't know who that is. But regardless, like, sure, you did get some performance. But let's be very honest. No one is paying $1,200 a ticket for fucking Hardy. So that's the problem. That's the problem. Like, whether you agree or not, I'm saying they're paying to see, you know, like Taylor Swift performed with Jill and with Camila Cabello. Like, nobody's paying that for her.
You're being refunded. So,
are you, though, fully?
I don't know, dude. Don't buy your fucking tickets from secondhand bullshit.
You know, that's the issue. See, then that goes to the Ticketmaster problem, right? Because that's the problem that people have.
So then why are you suing Morgan Wallen, sued Ticketmaster for not refunding your full amount?
They didn't buy it from Ticketmaster.
Then who else would they? I mean, if you bought it from you can buy it from Schmo on the fucking street,
yeah, Ticketmaster sells secondary tickets, man. Like, so getting on Ticketmaster buying secondary tickets is normal. You can buy off of Ticketmaster, then sell your tickets on Ticketmaster. So, I mean, but I don't know that they're going to I don't know if they reimburse you for the entirety of it or if they just reimburse you for the original cost of the ticket. I mean, that would seem right because then people could just literally make up prices and just get a huge paycheck. You know what I mean?
I feel like Morgan Wallen is like, he's got some Robin Williams DNA in him or something because his forearms are freaking coated in hair, dude. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, damn, he's got some hairy ass forearms and his legs. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because it just like cuts off. Like you can see like part of his biceps and stuff. The hair just stops at the elbow. And I'm like, is this half gorilla or what is this, man?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's funny. It's a sign of the times, right? Like, it's very frustrating. It's very disappointing, all that stuff. And whether he was drunk or not drunk, who knows? We maybe find out something more later on that. I get it. But it's just like, that's the way of our culture right now, right? Like, and people are like, fuck him. I'm never listening to him again. Like, okay. Like, okay. The dude missed a show. Yes, it was massively inconvenient. But, I mean, I don't really, like, I wouldn't go that far is what I'm saying. I'd be mad if I found out he was drunk. It'd be like, dude, what are you doing? You got a show tonight, man. Like, these people paid out the asses for this. Like, don't get fucking wasted if that's real. But otherwise, it's like, shit happens, man. I guarantee he'll reschedule it. Most shows, in fact, that happened with, was it Lamb of God? No, it was Deftones. It was Deftones. We had the show for Deftones, and it got canceled because of COVID and shit, right? They canceled the show. But they said, we're going to come next tour. Your ticket's valid on that tour.
Yeah.
So if you have the ticket... Like, who knows if he would have said, hey, at the end of the tour, we'll come back to fucking Mississippi, keep your tickets, we'll put on the best show you've ever seen. And, you know, but no, you're not getting reimbursed for the hotel because you could have went out to the fucking, the Hilton or the some, you know, $10,000 a night hotel. They're not paying for that. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all your fees and shit. Like, no, you chose to do that. You could have slept in a Motel 8. You know what I mean?
You made your bed.
You made it. Anyways, that's that. Yes. Just some good weirdness. Show, just some weirdness, man. But Greg, always appreciate you, dude. Appreciate you, man. Happy, what is it? It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a fucking Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
You guys take care of yourselves. We'll be back on tomorrow morning. Cheers.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.